Welcome to October of 2025. Let's dive right in. So theme number one this month is overcome fear and resistance, clarify your purpose, and take action in alignment with a higher vibe reality. Overcome fear and resistance, clarify your purpose, and take action in alignment with a higher vibe reality. No small task, right? Okay, this month you're going to have fear and resistance come up. You need to clarify your purpose and what's important to you. Then once it's clarified, it's like you need to see the fear and resistance, but overcome it by taking actions that are actually in alignment with your newly clarified purpose. So what ends up happening in our lives is we just get into these habits and these patterns, and we keep taking the same actions over and over and over again. And then sometimes we grow, I mean, hopefully not sometimes, if you're someone listening to this podcast, hopefully you grow and evolve every single day. But as we grow and evolve, what can often happen is we don't then change our actions. So let's say that this month you clarify your purpose and you realize like, whoa, I actually want to totally shift my focus. Instead of focusing on this, I want to go focus on this. And you realize that you've been allocating a lot of time and energy to things that aren't really that important to you anymore, and you want to actually allocate your time and energy to something else. That's great, but if you then don't take action in alignment with that newly clarified purpose, nothing in your life will change. And you actually won't feel very good, because when we're acting out of alignment with where we're supposed to be headed in life, that's when we often have difficult feelings and emotions, or we feel really stuck, or we feel bored, despondent, that kind of thing. The thing that I was feeling a lot coming through, though, this month that was really unique, I don't know that I've actually had this feeling before, maybe a little bit here and there, is there's a lot of fear. And I don't say this to be like, you're going to be so afraid this month. I just mean like, you know, first of all, specifically in the collective, like there's so much clickbait, so much on the news that is just trying to grab your attention, that is trying to trigger you on purpose so that they can have your eyes, your energy, your attention. And this month, you need to be really, really aware of that. Like my energy and attention is the most valuable thing. It's the most valuable thing. So if my energy and intention is the most valuable thing, where am I going to spend that? Am I going to spend it looking at some clickbaity article or news? Or am I going to spend it on my purpose? Am I going to spend it with the people that I love? Am I going to spend it on creating something? When fear increases in the collective, it baits us in a way. And we have to be conscious then. We actually have to make a choice to not engage with that fear and instead to refocus our attention on something else. Now, in addition to that, the fear is not just in the collective, it's also in our lives, meaning the visual I'm getting around this is like all of a sudden this month, it's like we've been floating down the river, but now there's some rapids. And along with the rapids, there's some really big stones in the river. And those stones represent fear, resistance, what other people think of us, what we're afraid other people are going to think of us, that kind of thing. And our job is to get outside of our comfort zone. Our job is to face the fear and resistance and move through it, not to get stuck, not to shut down. Now, there's a definite warrior energy coming in this month, like a need to summon your own inner warrior, a need to summon your own power. If you're going down a river and all of a sudden there's rapids and there's all these stones and, you know, the rapids are intense and you feel afraid, that's the moment to summon your inner warrior. It's not the moment to try and backpedal in your raft. Like, that doesn't work. So you want to look ahead, be determined to keep moving forward, but also summon your inner warrior. Now, what I tell my students is you have to make a conscious choice to change things, to choose differently, to create a different reality. And I really want this to land. Think about this for a second. A lot of times people say they want their reality to change, but they actually haven't made that choice. They haven't actually made that choice. And the way you can tell if you have made that choice or not is, and this is very simple, it's going to blow your mind. Okay. Just listen to this for a second. This is so simple. Ask yourself the question, is my reality actually changing? Is my reality actually changing? Is the thing that I want to change, is it actually right now changing? If it is, then you've probably made the choice that you want it to change because you're probably taking actions in alignment with wanting that to change. If your reality is not changing, if it's like the same old thing, you're getting triggered by the same old stuff again and again and again, the same situation keeps popping up, the same people keep bothering you, whatever. You have not, this is tough love. I'm so sorry to be the one to have to say this, but trust me, it is going to help if you can let it land. You have not made a conscious choice to change it. You have not made that choice. It has to be like a choice of conviction of a non-negotiable. It has to be so fucking fiery. You have to be like, fuck this, I'm done. It has to be kind of be in that like, I'm done energy. I'm going to change this. No matter what, I'm changing this. When you get to that point where you've made that choice, shit changes like you would not believe. All of a sudden, like the path that you need comes forward. The practitioner that you need to help you comes forward. The book falls off the shelf. The podcast gets sent to you by a friend. It's like, it's so crazy how everything falls into alignment the second you make that choice. But if you haven't made that choice, then, you know, you're the one that's like backpedaling in the raft or, you know, trying to swim to the side of the shore. And you're like saying, I want to go through those rapids, but then you're not taking the action to go through the rapids. Like you're not actually doing that. This month, in order to find your power, to overcome this fear and resistance, clarify your purpose and take action in alignment with a higher vibe reality, you really want to summon your inner warrior. Like that. That's who needs to get you through this month is your inner warrior. Now, what does the warrior within you need to succeed? Your inner warrior needs a solid center. They need grounding within. They need support and direction. They need clarity of purpose because a warrior is on a mission. So you need to know what direction you're headed in. And you need, your inner warrior needs energy to take actions. So let's break this down a little bit. Your inner warrior needs a solid center, grounding within. It's like the warrior needs to be strategic. The warrior needs to have a regulated nervous system. For instance, maybe connecting to nature, maybe working out, eating right. There needs to be this solid center to the warrior. The warrior needs support, direction, and clarity of purpose. So when it comes to support, this is really important. This is the other big message that was coming through for theme number one. You have a deep river, a deep current of support always available to you at any moment. And this river, this deep support, it feels to me spiritual. Like this is a really important month to tap in, to connect with your higher power, to connect with your spiritual support, your psychic support, your metaphysical support. The episode that I release after this energy update is going to be about my own awakening journey. And in that episode, you should definitely listen to that because I talk about this a lot. I talk about psychic spiritual support and how much it changed my life. So yes, you're in a rapid river, but the river itself is actually trying to support you. The river is your higher power. The river is, you know, river has like, you know, your spirit guides or ancestors or beings that are here to support you. The river itself is love, and you're a part of that river. If you are in this rapid river and you're looking at it like it's the enemy, like, I don't want to be on this journey. I don't want to go through these rapids. I don't want to have this fear. I don't want to have this resistance. It's going to be a lot harder than if you were like, okay, I trust life. I trust this river. Yes, there's some fear. There's some resistance coming up, but I know that I'm supported. So the warrior needs to know that they are supported. The warrior also needs direction and clarity of purpose. This is worth doing some work, some inner work around this month. What is my purpose right now? What used to be important to me, but if I'm honest, it's not actually important to me anymore. There's some kind of just clarification that is both going to just rise to the surface for you without you having to do a lot of work. And you would benefit from doing a little inner work around it, from using the tools from the Transformation School, or, you know, journaling if you don't have, if you're not signed up for any of my courses. But just really looking at, yeah, like, how have I changed in the last few months, or even if you haven't done this in a while, in the last few years? And like, what used to be important to me versus what's important to me now? What is the old version of me versus what is the new version of me? Where am I headed based on me being this new version? And then once you have that clarity of purpose, clarity of what you value, clarity of where you're headed, your warrior can then move forward. And this is where your warrior then needs energy to take actions. So your warrior needs momentum, your warrior needs courage. And sometimes we have to generate that on our own. What this means is, a lot of times we wait until we feel more ready to do things that are difficult for us, that are outside of our comfort zone. We wait to take those big leaps. We wait to risk things because we think we need to feel more ready, and we think we need to feel more resolute and confident in our decisions. We think we need all the fear to go away. That could not be more wrong. That could not be more wrong. This month, a lot of the decisions that you make, a lot of the actions that you take will be at your edge. And you will need to do them with a little bit of fear. Maybe for you, it'll be like a modicum of fear. Maybe other decisions for you or other actions will feel like you'll have a lot of fear. But what happens is, when you take the action in fear, with the fear, once you've taken the action, a lot of times that's when we feel the courage. We don't really always feel, like, I would say rarely do we feel all this courage and bravery before we take the action. No, we take the action in fear, and then that summons the courage, that summons the boldness, that summons the warrior that helps us to continue to follow through. So take the action with the fear. And this month, you could really leverage momentum. So it's like, the more you take, the more you will take. The more actions you take, the more actions you will take. Because one builds on top of the other, and you will actually start to feel more of a momentum, something carrying you forward. It's like you've kicked your feet up and you're now being carried down the rapids. And yeah, it's your choice to keep going down the rapids. But because you've already done it a little bit and you see that you're okay, it's going to be easier to keep going. So you just want to make those hard decisions. You want to take those hard actions, and that will create a momentum that will help you keep moving forward. So let's take a slow deep breath into this, and a big exhale out of your mouth. Theme number one, overcome fear and resistance, clarify your purpose, and take action in alignment with a higher vibe reality. Theme number two, to change things, you have to move outside your comfort zone. To change things, you have to move outside your comfort zone. The surefire way to know that you are indeed building something new, a new reality, a better reality for yourself, a better situation, better manifestations, is that you're doing things outside of your comfort zone. If everything you're doing is familiar to you, if nothing is changing, then you are just recreating the old reality again and again and again. So theme number two is really simple. You have to step outside of your comfort zone. The more you step outside of your comfort zone this month, the better. So just keep that top of mind. Like, this is a theme this month for me. I need to step outside of my comfort zone. That is important, and I will be supported as I do it. I'm going to summon my inner warrior, help me to follow through. Every time we step outside of our comfort zones, there is fear again, but we do it anyway, don't we? Okay, it's a short, quick one. But very important. Theme number two, to change things, you have to move outside your comfort zone. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale. Theme number three, it's not up to them. It's up to you. Only you can change your life. It's not up to them. It's up to you. Only you can change your life. This is such an interesting theme because it was so heavy laden with codependency. Like, it's just like such a huge theme here to releasing codependency. The need to set boundaries, the need to figure out what's actually right for you instead of blindly doing what you've always done, what other people have told you to do. It's a month where you need to evaluate your shoulds, your have tos. You know, if you're like, well, I should do that, or well, I have to do that. Anytime anybody tells me uses either one of those words, like I should do it or I have to, I'm always like, okay, hold on. Let's think outside the box a little bit here, because anytime anybody is using those words, there's something that's not in alignment. And it's so interesting to me that part of the theme is like, it's not up to them. It's up to you. So it's like, who are you giving your power away to? Who are you letting decide your life for you? Is it your partner? Is it your kids? Is it your parents? Is it your coworkers? Is it your boss? Is it your friends? And it doesn't mean that they're necessarily controlling you or telling you exactly what to do. It's oftentimes more your fear about how they will respond or how they will think of you that is controlling you. It's like completely controlling your actions. And a lot of times, having coached so many people over the last several years, I will say this is insidious. A lot of times people aren't even aware that they're doing this. I'd say most of the time people aren't aware they're doing this, but most of the decisions they're making are out of fear of what their parents will think of them if they make a different decision, or what their partner, I mean, that's a huge one, what their spouse, their partner will think of them if they make a different decision. I mean, the number of clients I've had that have just been so crippled in terms of their actions and not owning their power because they're so afraid of what their spouse is going to think of them if they do something new, it's honestly devastating. Like, I hate to see it. The way people suffocate themselves out of just a fear of what their spouse is going to think or what their spouse is going to say. It's so unbelievably common, though. It's like so unbelievably common. Who are you giving your power away to? Who are you asking for other people's opinions when, like, they're not experts on the subject? Why are you asking them? And then on top of that, why are you heeding their advice? Why are you listening to them when deep down you know that maybe it's not right for you? Who are you giving your power away to? Who are you worried about judging you? Who are you worried about gossiping about you? What are you worried they're going to think? What happens if they think that about you? How is that fear influencing the actions that you're taking? How is it influencing what you're doing in the world? How is it influencing what you're not doing? So along with this theme is also a theme of just risking coming off as cringe, like being you fully and doing things your way, no matter what anyone else may think. What if you took your power back and you did what you felt was right for you, even if everyone else thinks you're crazy, even if everybody else does judge you, even if your spouse does get mad at you or does judge you or does say something terrible to you? What if you take your power back and you say, you know what? No one else has my back, so I have to. I have to have my back. I have to support me. I have to tell myself that you're beautiful as you are, that I want to see the authentic version of you, that you're worthy of shining bright, even if nobody else around you right now understands you. Like, if I don't have my back, nobody is going to. If I don't have my back, nobody is going to. It's not up to them. It's up to you. Only you can change your life. No one is coming to rescue you. No one is coming to stick up for you. No one is coming to give you a permission slip. Come on. You know, come on. You've got this. You've got this. But again, you have to make the choice to take your power back. You have to make the choice. You have to definitively make the choice to do what you need to do. What parts of you have you lost along the way? Like, as you've been living your life, what parts of you have you just kind of forgotten about? Like, oh yeah, I used to love going to music festivals, or I used to love getting really, really dressed up. I used to love doing that workout. I used to love going to those events. Where did that part of you go? If you're a mom, what did you used to do before you became a mom that you loved to do that made you feel so alive? Before you had a family, mom or dad, what did you used to do before you had a family that made you feel amazing, that got you excited? What about before you were in a relationship? What did you do solo that you loved to do? What are the creative parts of you, erotic parts of you, loud parts of you, silly parts of you, silly parts of you? Oh my God, right? Like, when do we just let loose and let ourselves be silly, act like a child? Like, just have fun. Where did these parts of you go? It's time to reclaim them this month. It's time to let them live again. Because here's the thing. A lot of times we disconnect ourselves from those parts because we think we should, or because other people have judged us. But it's not up to them. It's up to you. Only you can change your life. Now, a lot of you taking your power back, you changing your life, you recognizing that what they think of you is not the most important thing. In order to really change, to grow, to evolve, you have to set boundaries. You have to set boundaries. If somebody does judge you, you have to set a boundary. If somebody's all up in your face, you have to set a boundary. Sometimes you even have to set boundaries within yourself. Like, I'm not going to ask that person for advice because I never feel good when I do that. I'm not going to call that person and tell them this big thing that I'm doing because they don't actually support me. I'm not going to answer the phone when this person calls. You need to set boundaries within yourself to protect yourself, to protect your own creativity, to protect the power that you are cultivating. And then sometimes you also need to set verbal boundaries with people if they are trying to tear you down. Again, I just want to reiterate, the right act summons your courage, your inner warrior in you. You won't always feel brave before you take the leap. You take the leap in fear, and as you're leaping, the feeling of bravery starts to come to you. It's time to take your power back. You know, it's time to live your life for you. Because if you don't do it, nobody's going to. No one's coming to save you. You're here to save you. It's not up to them. It's up to you. Only you can change your life. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale. And theme number four, stop looking at what everyone else is doing or how everyone else is doing it. Put your phone down, stop gossiping. For now, focus on writing your own story. Focus on writing your own story. When we feel a lot of fear or resistance, or we're being called outside of our comfort zone, we tend to feel more dysregulated and kind of anxious and hypervigilant. And when we're in that state, is when we often tend to get on our phone more. It's when we tend to judge other people that are being really creative and loud, because ultimately we're judging ourselves when we do that. We tend to find dysregulated things in our world to match the energy that we're feeling internally. So if you're feeling like chaos, dysregulation, fear, resistance, you're being pushed to the edge of your comfort zone, but you're having trouble taking the leap, then you're going to look for external things that match the way you feel internally, meaning you're going to click the clickbait. You're going to have conversations with people where you're just going to commiserate and talk about how bad life is and how terrible the world is right now. You're going to just talk about fear. You're going to stay in a fear frequency. You're likely going to gossip. You're going to judge. You're going to be very quick to judge other people. And this is all like kind of a defensive energy because it's hard for you right now. It's hard for you to look inward. It's hard for you to be calm. It's hard for you to be quiet and tap into yourself. It's hard for you to feel your feelings that are coming up. It's hard for you to actually follow through with stepping outside of your comfort zone. It's hard for you to create. It's hard for you to act. This is kind of a theme where it's like, this is an insidious thing that we all do. I mean, this is something that, like, when I'm on my phone a lot, and for me, that's going to look different for everybody, right? For me, it's like if I'm on my phone for more than 5-10 minutes at a time, especially on social media, I'm immediately like, whoa, something's off. I'm dysregulated. What am I not feeling? What am I not looking at? If I'm on my phone and I start to judge someone, or if I'm listening to a podcast and I have like a little bit of judgment come up, I immediately think, whoa, okay, what's off in me? How am I not using my voice? How am I limiting myself right now? Because we judge like people that you know that just are so fast to judge other people, and they're so quick to look at fault in others. Those people are the most miserable people deep down. They are so blocked. They are so stuck. They are the last people to think that they're stuck. But the people that are complaining about everyone else, criticizing everyone else, those are the people that are the most stuck and the most unhappy deep down. We don't want to be those people, right? So if I find myself just even just a slight, like slight judgment, I drop in and I'm like, oof, okay, what's going on in me? You know, what's going on in me? And then, you know, I'll brick my phone. I don't know if you've heard of this device, brick. It's awesome. Look into it. I'll brick all my social media accounts and I will just be like, okay, I'm just going to drop in today. I'm going to summon my inner warrior. I'm going to go for a hike. I'm going to get clear on my purpose. Then I'm going to take some fucking actions. I'm going to create something. I'm going to create an Instagram reel. I'm going to write an email. I'm going to work on one of my courses. I'm going to work with a client. I'm going to do something where I'm creating something, or I'm going to ask myself, like, where do I need to step outside of my comfort zone? And I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow through. So I feel like theme number four is really here to help you from getting lost in the fear and resistance this month. It's here to help kind of just cue you in to like, oh yeah, okay, when I feel some fear and resistance and I'm at the edge of my comfort zone, I might have this tendency to want to like get on my phone more, get distracted, talk to people that commiserate, just like get in this icky kind of vortex of like, yeah, you know? And so I need to be really aware of that and recognize that could probably be a very big temptation this month so that I can avoid it, so that I can get back to finding my power, so that I can summon my inner warrior, so I can get clear on my purpose, and so that I can create, get outside of my comfort zone, do what I need to do. And I just want to remind you again, like you're supported. How can you connect with your higher power, with your spiritual psychic support? Because it's all around you at all times. You are never, ever, ever not supported. And by the way, at the end of this month, we start Intuition and Beyond. And so much of what we do in Intuition Beyond is connect to that support that is all around us all the time. And that's one of the most beautiful things about connecting with my intuition, growing my psychic senses, is that no matter what was going on in my life, I suddenly could connect with my spirit guide or an angel or, you know, a spirit animal or the feeling of love, just anything in that river, you know, in the quantum field that is there to support me. And it is so crazy, but, and again, I talk about this in the episode that's coming out after this one, but it's crazy how most times those forms of support actually feel the most powerful, like more so than any human could provide. That deep, pervasive love, where you just feel like arms are wrapped around you. That is what you want to lean into this month. That's going to keep you soft. That's going to keep you moving forward. That's going to keep you in the momentum. Instead of looking at everyone else, what everyone else is doing, obsessing over what everyone else is doing, you know, comparing, judging, gossiping, like fall back into your body and into your higher power, into this psychic spiritual support, this metaphysical support that's all around you at all times. And again, Intuition and Beyond is right now open for enrollment. I would love for you to join me. I already have some amazing people signed up for this. This feels like a party, honestly. The energy I've been getting around this is like, this is going to be a party. It's going to be 8 weeks of just a party. We meet every week, Tuesday evening for 8 weeks. Let's finish out 2025 so fucking strong. You have got to join this party. Join the party. I'm telling you, for the next week or two from when I release this, there is a $555 discount to join. And so, you know, sign up. I would love to have you join us. It's going to be so much fun, and you are going to grow your confidence, and you are going to manifest. And this is such a big, magical portal. You're going to see more signs from the universe. You're going to feel more supported. It's going to change your life. Like, it's going to change your life in ways you can't even believe. So check that out in the show notes, Intuition and Beyond, or you can go to thetransformationschool.com, go over to courses, click Intuition and Beyond, and save your spot and enroll today. Theme number four, stop looking at everyone else. Stop looking at what everyone else is doing or how everyone else is doing it. Put your phone down. Stop gossiping. Stop judging. And for now, focus on writing your own story, because that is what is most important. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale. Right now, who drops into your mind, who drops onto your heart, pause the episode, forward it along to them, because I'm telling you, they are on your mind and your heart. That person needs this episode this month. Don't overthink it. Trust your intuition and just pass it along. Okay, let's recap. This month, there is kind of a lot around fear, like a temptation to fear things, the news, really old patterns coming up in your life, stories that are coming up that you just kind of need to clear. But the month emphasizes that, you know, you're not a victim. And if you feel like you don't have power, a lot of times, most of the time, it's because you're the one that's giving your power away. So you can change your life, but in order to change your life, you have to make choices. You have to, first of all, just make the one overarching choice of, like, you have to get into that, drop into that I'm done moment. You have to take your power back. You have to recognize no one's going to change your life for you. And you have to be like, that's it. I'm fucking done. This is a non-negotiable. I'm changing my life. This is it. Let's go. And then you have to start making a lot of those decisions to change your life incrementally from that point. This is a month about taking your power back, about recognizing that no one's going to give you a permission slip. You have to write your own permission slip. You have to stop playing small. You have to be big. Let's go. Theme number one, overcome fear and resistance, clarify your purpose, and take action in alignment with a higher vibe reality. You've already changed a lot, but now you need to pull kind of your reality into that new change. You have to have your external world match the new internal you, which means you do need to change some things. And there is going to be some fear and resistance around making those changes, but that's where you summon your inner warrior. You get clear on your purpose. You take those decisive actions and you remember that you are supported at every moment and rely on your intuition. You know, sometimes like we don't make these changes because we think, oh, I have no idea how to do that. And then we just like ignore it and deny it. What you can do is you can ask your intuition to show you. And again, if you don't know how to do that, perfect month to enroll in Intuition and Beyond. Okay. Theme number two, to change things, you have to move outside of your comfort zone. This is just a big theme this month. Like you're going to be called to move outside of your comfort zone, but that is where all the magic is. Like that's how you change your life, is outside of your comfort zone. So make sure you're taking actions outside of your comfort zone. That's really like that will cue you into if you're living in alignment. Am I taking actions outside of my comfort zone? If I am, then I'm probably living in alignment. Theme number three, it's not up to them. It's up to you. Only you can change your life. It's time to take your power back. It's time to stop worrying about what other people think about you. You know, no one's going to change it for you. That's your job. You got to have your own back. You got to have your own back. And when you do, it feels so good. It feels so good. It feels so good to have your own back and be like, ugh, you know what? Not everybody's going to like me. Most important thing is that I like myself, right? And you got to reclaim some of these parts of you that maybe you've left behind. Where's the creative part of you? Where's the erotic part of you? Where's the loud part of you? Where's the silly part of you? You know, call those parts forward. Give those parts life again. And just remember that you won't feel brave a lot of times before you take the leap. You take the leap in fear. And as you're leaping, the feeling of bravery starts to come to you. And theme number four, stop looking at what everyone else is doing or how everyone else is doing it. Put your phone down. Stop gossiping. Stop judging. And for now, focus on writing your own story. And this is just coming through again. So I just have to say it again. Like, you're not alone here. Sometimes we get a energy update like this and it's like, okay, wow, this is a month where I'm being stretched a little bit. Maybe I'm going to have a temptation to, there's a little bit of fear that could come in, some resistance going down these rapids. I need to realign my life. I need to take my power back. That can feel daunting, but it only feels daunting if you think you're alone in it. You're not alone in it. You're supported every moment of every day. There is not a single second of your life that you are not supported. So you just need to learn to tap into that and remember to tap into that and to use it as a resource to feel supported. And if you want to learn how to do that in a stronger way, sign up with me for Intuition and Beyond. Religious or not, by the way, like it doesn't matter. This workshop will work for you either way. All right, let's take one final big deep breath in together through your nose, out through your mouth. You can do hard things. You've summoned your power before. This isn't the first time that you have tried to find your power. It's just you're now at a new level, right? New level, new devil. You're moving up. You're moving up in your level of consciousness, in what you want to create. And when you move up, we're challenged to expand even more. But you've got this. You're ready. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. And most importantly, you're supported. So it's time to find your power. It's time to take your power back. It's time to stand up for what you believe in. It's time to clarify your purpose. And it's time to move. This is a month of a lot of movement, a lot of change, a lot of rapid transformation, a lot of creation energy, a lot of stepping into the next level, a lot of getting to where you want to be. And it all starts with choosing you and taking your power back.